from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Man, every time of year, boy, I think I just had a stroke. It was that long walk from that studio to this one that really threw me for a loop here.
You got a blood pressure change, made you loopy.
Big time.
We're back in the main room.
We are back, baby.
Shout out Tim Collins and Chris Ordat for getting us set straight.
Ordat walks in here, 11 minutes later, it's fixed. It's amazing, right? But this time of year is a very difficult time of year for sports fans with relationships. Friendships, relationships with your significant other.
Yes.
Because there are a few weekends where the answer is just no. The answer is no.
Mm.
And we'll do this with the NFL at some point because the NFL is so fluid. Like, you don't know what the great games in the NFL schedule are right now. Like, you have an idea?
Well, this applies for me on Sunday. It's already no.
Yeah.
My wife knows. The only worry I have is dealing with my baby for 17 weeks plus for NFL Sundays. There are no plans unless it's the Cowboys bye week. It's just not happening. Maybe the Cowboys play Monday or Thursday night. Maybe we can do something early in the morning, but otherwise, my wife has been, it was a prerequisite to get married, 10 hours straight. It's 10 hours straight on Sunday.
Just you and Scott Hansen.
No, well, yeah. I wish it was still Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, man.
It'll be me and Scott. Scott seems like a very nice guy. I love Siciliano. That's what I got. But Sundays for me, no events.
All right, so now that Texas and Oklahoma have joined Texas A&M in the SEC, we are officially in the South now. You know, we were just in Texas before.
Yeah.
Now we're in the South. And in the South, Saturday is the number one day. That's the way it is. I don't make the rules. It's the way it is. So don't plan anything on Saturday. So I'm going to give you some Saturdays, though.
Now, does your fiance know this? Because I do not see her signing up for this and not having a major problem. Although she's been with you for years now.
We've been a couple years now.
You brainwashed her with the Tennessee Orange.
She's a big Tennessee fan now. We're going to try to go.
Joke's on Alabama.
It is. Speaking of, we're going to try to go to that game. If anybody knows how to get two tickets to the Alabama-Tennessee game for less than the $500 they're going for a piece, please let me know. I'm in.
Where's the game?
Knoxville. I've tried everything.
They don't know who you are?
They have no idea who
I am. Tennessee Sports Department?
No idea who I am. I'm going to ask somebody give me Jason Witten's number. I'll see if he knows.
He's heard your pot shots. He's not helping you out.
I don't take pot shots.
Yes, you do.
It's coaching stuff. So, September 7th, first week, the opening, the week zero, I don't really count that one. Week one, September 7th, you tell your friends you're free after 3 o'clock. Because at 11 a.m., Texas and Michigan.
Ooh.
You're not going anywhere for that game. You're not going anywhere.
Hell yeah.
Who's on the sideline for Michigan?
Oh, is Jim Harbaugh going to be there?
No, I don't know. I'm asking who's going to be coaching that day.
Coach? I don't know. May not be more. He may not be. He may be suspended by.
What's that date?
September 7th.
September 7th. Okay. That's a Saturday.
Cowboys opening weekend and Michigan, Texas in the same weekend.
Ooh.
There's not a whole lot of other tremendous games that day, so kind of use that one to, you know, it's a give back day. Look, I'm gonna hang out with you the rest of the day. September 14th. I think September 14th weekend is the number one weekend to say yes to your lady, yes to your friends.
Make plans.
There's nothing going on.
You can have your wedding on this day.
Have your wedding on this day. There's nothing going on this day. You know, you're going to have football the next day and the NFL. But from a college perspective, this is not a good day. It's not a great college football Saturday. All right? September 21st. This is OU's first SEC game. Okay, it's a good day.
Who's it against?
My Vols.
Okay.
All right, it's against Tennessee. It's in Norman. The time of the game is not out yet. So find the time of the game and adjust. It's likely a college playoff elimination game. The loser probably won't have a chance because the other teams are going to play. Other than that, you know, unless you're an Oklahoma State fan who's got a pretty decent game that weekend, I would take this weekend and this opportunity to go and do other things. Okay? So unless you're an OU fan, or for me, a Tennessee fan, this is a weekend where there's not going to be a ton of great games, so you can miss. Next weekend, September 28th, you are free all day. Man. Until dinner time.
This is my problem, though, with a lot of the college football schedule in my mind. I wake up at 10. I'm looking for some 11 games. I'm looking for some 12 games, and it's terrible. And then I'm like, okay, I'm expecting there to be one really good matchup in the afternoon on CBS. And then what is the night game going to be? Well, all these teams, man, like, I'm disappointed that I don't have, like, more money. You've just given us basically the entire month of September, we're good to go on Saturdays.
You got the month of September off.
I got the month of September
you
off.
You have the month of September off.
And that's good. That's good if you love the NFL, too. That way, you're not taking up both days.
Mm-hmm.
So, the entire weekend is not dedicated to the pigskin for September.
What is your game that night that you're saying you're free except for?
Georgia, Alabama.
That's a pretty good game.
So you're free all day until the night.
What are you getting at, Bobby?
No, because I'm saying the fact that it would just be Georgia, that's also Florida State and SMU. And like that's gonna be
a
significant game.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at like, you know, ranked versus ranked. I mean, that's a significant game, especially for SMU. It's the first time Florida State comes here.
SMU could be ranked by then.
They could be ranked by then. Florida State might not be ranked by then. We don't know. Like, we don't know how they're going to be this year. I mean, they're a top 10 team right now.
Doesn't matter if they win all their games or not. They're not going to be allowed to participate.
You know, Oklahoma State plays K-State. Those are ranked, but, you know, you can miss that one. Arizona plays Utah. They're both ranked, but, you know, you can miss that one. Ohio State, Michigan State, again, you know, you can miss that. Arkansas, A&M. That'll be at AT&T. That's generally a pretty good game. There's some local flair there because Arkansas is like the next big local team because they've got so many students. But from a national championship perspective, nothing there from Arkansas' standpoint. Oklahoma at Auburn, good game. But
yeah,
you know, if you want to miss it, you can miss it. So that ends September. Let's get to October. You have Missouri versus Texas A&M at 11. Those will both be ranked. Kind of a elimination game as well for the college playoff. You're free that night. And then the rest of the year, the answer is no.
Rest of the year?
The rest of the college football season. October 12th is the first holy day of obligation.
I'm not agreeing with your takes here, by the way, because you left off on October 5th, the very rare national championship game rematch. We never get that during the regular season, and you get Michigan-Washington on October 5th.
But Washington's not even a ranked team right now.
They were receiving votes for the top 25. They're on the periphery.
I'm not.
We never get that. We never get national title rematches in the regular season.
I mean, Washington lost.
The quarterback's gone.
They lost everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a retirement home now. What is he, 60? Yeah.
They lost everything, man. I don't know. I just thought, I see Michigan, both teams have lost a quarterback.
Yeah, who voted for that, Mike Hill?
I don't think either team is a remote player for the national championship this year. I don't think either team makes the playoff.
Okay.
So
I mean, we're talking about rejecting weddings, Bob. You know what I mean? Like, that game, you're not.
This is gotta be big, man. It's gotta be big.
You gotta go to a wedding over that.
October 12th.
Unless Washington's really, really, really good.
October 12th. OU Texas. Perhaps the game of the year, Ohio State, Oregon. Ole Miss, LSU.
Woo!
Penn State, USC.
This is October 12th?
October 12th.
Yom Kippur.
That's the Drew Aller get right game. Going up against USC defense. That'll be where he stacks up his numbers for
the year. That's right. So this might be the best day in the history of the sport. It's just tremendous.
A lot of hyperbole.
It's a great day. It's a great day. This is the see you later. The next day. Now, the next day is the Cowboys bye week. So it's tricky. A lot of people schedule vacations around that.
You're looking at him.
Yeah. So, yeah, right here. Like, I plan on being in Knoxville this weekend for Tennessee, Alabama. That's a big game. And then the other game I have that same day is Texas and Georgia.
Ooh.
It's a massive game, massive implications. That game right there could be for a first round bye in the playoff. Right? I mean, like, the winner of that game may very well go on to win the SEC. The winner of the SEC is going to have a first round bye. It's a massive game. Absolutely massive football game.
See, this is the thing, just looking at the schedule, though, that's already a little frustrating about the expanded playoff.
Yep,
it is. It's like the idea of taking away a lot of the weight of some of these.
Like, could you imagine in a 14 playoff how big that game would be? I mean, mega.
Yeah.
Because Georgia would have just played Alabama a couple of weeks prior. Just a mega game. All right, so that's October 19th. October 26th. There's not a ton of top five games, but lots of good ones that have some playoff implications. Missouri-Bama, both top 10 teams, top 11.
So Missouri is supposed to be really good?
Very good. Very good this year. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Florida State-Miami. LSU-Texas A&M. But those are some really solid back end of the playoff type games. November 2nd is another no. Penn State-Ohio State, both teams in the top 10. Oregon-Michigan. You know, both teams right now in the top 10. Now, I don't know what Michigan's going to be at that point, but this is their first, Oregon's first game against Michigan as a member of the Big Ten. November 9th. Nope. Sorry. Georgia Ole Miss. Bama LSU. Oklahoma Missouri. Florida Texas. Florida State Notre Dame. Mega. Mega games. November 16th. Right now, this might be a break. The only games are Texas and Arkansas, right? And that'll have that's kind of a renewal of a rivalry.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee, Georgia, which.
And you guys are preseason ranked what?
14, 15.
Okay.
You know, so we're a fringe playoff team. Georgia obviously is Georgia. So those could be games you could miss if you wanted to take a break there. On November 23rd, you got Bama and Oklahoma and A&M and Auburn. They got some juice as we get closer to the finals, to the playoff. You might be able to miss there. And then on November 30th, there are other games, but this is the one that matters, and you cannot miss this one. It is the renewal of the rivalry. It is Texas versus Texas A&M.
Ooh.
And you are not missing that day.
We did this last week while you were out. The most expensive ticket for a college football game this year is Texas, Texas A&M.
Wow.
In fact, for proof that Texas is bigger than the SEC, Sean, Texas has three of the four most expensive games in college football this year.
Where is that game?
That's at Kyle Field.
Kyle, I don't know. I was asking. I don't know. I don't know where the game is.
Okay.
Kyle Field. A&M demanded that, right? That was part of their. They were like, oh, you're going to let Texas in. We get the first home game. So you got three of the four next weekends that are yours. Right, that you could play with. If you're then you belong to college football.
Well done, RJ Choppy, planning it all out for you and your special events and maybe even ceremonies on Sean, RJ, and Bobby 105.3 The Fan. Why aren't you drinking this alcohol anymore? Did you know you could rent your pool for a few more weeks? What is the biggest lawn crime that could be committed? You walk in your neighbor's yard and you just have RJ Choppy going crazy over what? And do you think you could win an adult film trivia game? Put yourself out there. Yeah, you could, Bobby. Stop shaking your head. That's next.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
At 8:40 from Oxnard, Brian Broaddus recaps the Rams scrimmage and also previews and scouts the 2 new Dallas Cowboys defensive linemen. Jordan Phillips worked out with a trade with the New York Giants last night. And this morning, Carl Lawson joins the D-line as well. Brought us with the breakdown at 8:40 here on Sean and RJ.
Got to get new toys for Mike Zimmer. Boy, they are just loading up with veterans on the defensive side of the ball the last week or so. I've never seen them add like this in a single week during training camp.
Deuce Vaughn, by the way, got back in full pads yesterday after we were talking about him possibly not even making the team. He missed several practices with a hamstring, but he was full team drills against the Rams. Man, did he fool me in last year's preseason. I was like, this guy's got some juice. Just get him a little bit of space and he'll break it, make everyone miss, and he might get cut.
Yeah, it's he's right now, he would, if I was to do a 53-man roster right now, he would probably be off of it. They're trying to find stuff for him to do. They've wanted him to return. They've had him working out with the receiver group at times. And there's still aspects of his game that are really good to have. And it's a dimension that they don't have. It's just he is smaller. And like, can he break away from first contact from defenders? Does he have the long speed? Like, those are questions that you got to ask.
Clarence Hill reports, so what, the Cowboys have not gotten to 33 a year yet with CD?
Yep, that's they still have not even gotten up to that number yet. And so,
now, of course, that's probably coming from Lamb's agent.
Mm-hmm.
But all we can do, I guess, is assume that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I don't think usually.
And Jefferson is at what? 35?
Yeah, 35. Usually, yeah, if the agent is saying something like that, which I assume that's where it came from. Clarence obviously didn't cite who said it. It was a source thing. If that's where it came from, typically I feel like the figures they're throwing around nobody's made those up before. Like, if you give a specific number of they have not come up to here yet, it's very easy for the Cowboys to go, that's not true, and they haven't. So
the well, they're not going to respond to every single thing either. They're not going to respond to every report.
They were the ones who ripped the pin out and tossed the grenade during the opening press conference of we've thrown out all these offers.
Jason LaConfora, Washington Post, talked to some people around the league. Remember yesterday, Bobby brought you some quotes defending Jerry and agreeing with the way he's gone about the Lamb situation. This is the opposite. One GM, quote, Jerry totally screwed this up. And this GM has dealt with several high-end quarterback negotiations. Quote, either pay him or lose him. So that's from one. Another contract negotiator in the league. It makes no sense whatsoever. Jerry has cost himself a not inconsequential amount of money already, and it keeps adding up pretty quickly with how the market has moved. I can't tell you precisely when we reached the point when it became an irrefutable universal truth that at certain positions, the next guy up was going to leapfrog everyone else, even if he wasn't quite the same caliber of player and reach a new price point plateau. But in this instance, it's absolutely irrefutable that this is going to be the case. As someone on the other side of these things, trust me, I wish it didn't work this way, but it does. This is our reality.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I think everybody's fallen down on this one. It's like, why do you, the longer you wait, the more it costs you. Now,
another one. They've absolutely painted themselves in a corner as a franchise with the quarterback, and I'm honestly even more baffled they didn't get ahead of this with the receiver. That's close to $100 million a year on those two players alone, no matter what Jerry thinks, and that's us talking today. By March, we're looking at even more.
A lot of the Cowboys would probably say, if you got them off to the side and said, hey, what is the benefit of waiting? If you know you're going to cost yourself more money, what is it? What is that impact? Because the earlier you get in, the less it's going to cost you, because quarterback salaries are always going up. People within the Cowboys, I think, would say
they would already restructure.
No, what they would say is they would say, because quarterback salaries are always going up, it doesn't matter when we get it done. If we get it done tomorrow and we've cost ourselves money, ultimately, it's about the same percentage of the cap because the cap is going up. And as well as that, you're also looking at the factor of that will, again, reset. It'll look like a deal no matter when we get it done in two years because if salaries are going up.
So if it's percentage of the cap, then they're absolutely right. Right? Because if you signed Dak, let's say they signed Dak 2 years ago to an extension at what would the percent? What was it? What's his percentage of the cap going to be? 25%
coming up on this next 20%. Deal. 20% yeah, between like 23 and 25.
All right, let's say they signed him 2 years ago at or whatever at 22%. It is the exact same as signing him now at 22%. The only difference is because in 3 years they're going to have a real big gap of.
But what is that number at 22% years ago versus today?
Well, it doesn't matter. But the Cowboys would say, and I think a lot of teams say it doesn't matter because we are still going to be at the same percentage of the cap at the time of signing. So let's just say they signed Dak for 2 years ago. They gave him an extension. Well, I guess it wouldn't have been 2 years ago.
Where it helps the most is on your ability to, if you get something done earlier, you are paying less at that time.
You could spread it out.
You can manipulate it easier, and so that number never hits the same percentage as it does if you wait.
Also, Jason LaConfora is projecting that people believe next offseason will offer one of the weakest quarterback free agent and trade markets in years. Almost all the quarterbacks on track to be available project as backups, and Cousins could be the most appealing in a trade. That helps Dak even more.
It's when there's an oasis, or when there's a desert, if you've got just one spot, that's the oasis, and everybody's going to want to gravitate towards it. So anybody who wants one, that'll create a market. And that's why I think everybody said he's going to go way over 60 if he hits the free agent market.
Another agent, quote, Dak gets to the top of the mountain, and it's not close. I think Jerry has lost it. So these are some of the people that he spoke with. One more executive. I don't think he sees himself winning the Super Bowl with this quarterback. And honestly, when I look at this roster, I agree with him. I wouldn't want to pay Dak 60 either. But at Jerry's age, what else is he going to do? Start over with a rookie next year? He doesn't have 3 years to play that out. Jerry's frustration with not being able to get his team over the top is showing more and more. And he knows time is not on his side. However much he used to listen to other people about the management of his team, I think that's happening less and less now. And we would all disagree with that, that he listens more and more. And then one more person... let's see if this is an owner or GM, whatever. It's an NFL source, said, quote, "What I would tell Jerry, it's pretty simple. If this player is a free agent and he has a market, and if you have two teams, you have a market, and Dak will have a market, then he'll get 60 a year. I don't understand why we haven't done this already or why we aren't doing this now. The price is the price."
I mean, look, I think he gets, if he has more than two teams, he's getting way more than 60. That's just the nature of the NFL. Like, that's just, like, you get two teams to bid against you, and there are two teams that are in big markets that are desperate to win, that are got passionate, pressure-packed fan bases. Look, the, more than 60.
The way that Jerry and Stephen Jones can end up right on this moving forward is if Dak Prescott this year has another Packer game in the first round, okay? Then he goes somewhere else, and he never makes it to an NFC championship game, and he gets one or two more playoff wins in the rest of his career. We can look back and say Jerry and Steven knew he wasn't good enough to get them over the top. No matter what happened with your replacement, no matter what happened if you go through your Drew Henson era again, that is a way down the road that can be proven right. That goes somewhere else with a good enough team to compete and doesn't make it far advanced in the postseason and has other Green Bay type games.
There's a lot of things. You could say that, you know, the Cowboys.
They can say, yeah, we were willing to. We were willing to overpay at the end of it if he got us far enough, but we wanted to see this as a judgment year again. Yeah. He's not good enough to do it. We're willing to let him go around here. I know this is funny. It's about championships or bust.
I think you could look at it from both perspectives. Like, you could say the Cowboys never gave Dak an elite head coach to work with, like a Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, whatever. The flip side could say Jerry did such a great job winning 12 games in three straight years with a non-elite quarterback. If you don't think Dak's elite, like, that's impressive. Like, that really is. If you don't think Dak's elite, that's impressive.
Well, he's really good.
He's really good. But really good doesn't win 12 games 3 years in a row. Like, the only guys who win 12 games 3 years in a row have gold jackets and are icons.
And I'd like to look at those divisions of the guys who have done that, because this is a crappy division. I'd imagine Tom did it in a crappy division. And I think Peyton played in a crappy division, if he's part of that. 877-881-1053. Is the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. This got away from us. Brian brought us at 840. All right, mulch crimes. What is the biggest, besides me taking my car and doing donuts in your yard, Choppy, and doing the Auburn tree poison, what qualifies as a lawn crime?
Man,
I could come over to your house and it'd just be the worst thing if I did what to your soil?
If you burned it. You burned it. That's a bad one. This is a weird crime. So,
because I just paid for new mulch. I was trying to figure out mulch quotes. I was like, am I getting ripped off here? Is this good? I don't know. You know, all new mulch.
Yeah. So I've ditched the mulch. I've gone to the rock, the stone, the crushed granite, I think it is. I think it's crushed granite. Because I've gone for more of a zero-scape look, Sean. So anyway, Nathan Morris, a 35-year-old, was on a walk with his wife and daughters.
And by the way, Ryan, great price. Follow me on social media if you need a lawn hookup.
They are 2 and 5 years old near their home in Canton, Michigan. And police say their neighbor, Devereaux Johnson, confronted him and they got into an argument. Johnson was upset that Morris's daughter touched the mulch on his property. Touched the mulch. And this caused a big heated debate. The neighbor took a gun out and started threatening the family. Nathan sent his family home and said he would try to defuse the situation. Instead, he was shot and killed.
Dang!
Shot over mulch. Shot in the back by Buford Tannen. Over mulch.
It's a psychopath. That is an absolute insane person who, whenever I hear these stories, I'm almost like, how did it take that long for you to do something that is, because you're clearly not well.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that even if no gun would have been pulled out, you're an insane person for losing your mind at a child touching your mulch.
Yeah.
I think for me, it'd be like someone just coming and spilling like soda or red wine on my pool deck. That's what I would treat as my mulch.
Will it not wash off?
I don't care. Like, I'm just so, I'm so anal about it.
Okay.
Because of the upgrade I got.
Ooh, well.
And I'm just, it's like my marble tile out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it so much. From Emerald Custom Pools.
Very nice.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so, I mean,
it is after 6:40, even though there was no payload. It is after 6:40 on a Thursday.
It's true.
Oh, you mean Peyton's effort level?
Yeah, it's checked out.
And you can rent your pools now.
Yeah.
Uber your pool.
And this this actually caused an issue for a, you can rent a pool that's not even your own. A lady in Montreal was shocked when she came home and found that there was a whole family in her swimming pool. And she's like, what are you doing here? And they're like, what do you mean? We rented this pool on the Swimply app.
What is it called?
Swimply. In fact, I just looked. We can go about a half mile down the road from here. At North Central Expressway, and we can get a $60 an hour pool over on the M Streets.
Whoa!
If we want to go party. So, like, and at that one, they allow drinks, they allow parties, they allow music. You can do all these different things. So,
Gavin Dawson, you owe me about $300 from back in the day.
So this is this has caused a problem, though. Not only in Montreal, there's another story out of L.A. recently where this app, people are basically just figuring out what time is this person consistently gone, and then I'm going to rent out their pool. And I'm going to give a time, and then just, yeah, back gates unlocked. And people are like scamming it where it's like, I know that woman's at work all day. I am going to say that the pool's available to rent from 12 to 4, and I'm going to rent out the pool for them.
DFW security cameras?
That's what they need.
Oh, Peyton's awake. There you go. All right, so, man, I wonder if I should Airbnb my pool. Like Uber,
I think you should.
Uber my pool. Because I don't use it Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Dude, some of these are really nice looking. Like, they got one on the M Streets, a getaway with a hot tub. There's, like, this canopy, $65 an hour.
I don't have a hot tub.
You can have up to 25 guests in the pool.
Oh.
Restroom is available.
A restroom outside.
Up to 6 cars that you can park on site. Free cancellation. Get a full refund if you cancel within 3 days.
60 an hour.
Mm-hmm. 60 an hour. It's not bad, man.
My wife would go for this.
You get a whole 3-4 hour, commitment.
It's not bad. You've got night lighting at this one, TVs, a tanning edge.
Should I limit food and drinks, though, for the mess? You know, stuff in the pool. Can I limit your cooler?
I mean, if you're going to assault somebody over spilling wine on your little pool deck, probably.
I think when they once they rent it, they have full, like, use of it.
Let's figure out the scouting report on the Cowboys' 2 new defensive linemen with Brian Broaddus from Oxnard, California, next. The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Is there panic in the Oxnard streets or the Oxnard tennis courts? Why are the Cowboys adding so many veterans? Why are they revamping so much of the back end of this roster? We got Brian Broaddus here to talk about it. And the two new players that they brought on, defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, who they traded for late last night, and then Carl Lawson. After years of hoping from several Cowboys fans, Carl Lawson is finally a Dallas Cowboy. Brian Broaddus, how are you?
Doing well, boys. How about yourselves?
Great. What do you think of these two acquisitions that the Cowboys have made?
Which one you want to talk about first?
Let's hit the one that probably has the most immediate impact, Jordan Phillips.
Yeah, Jordan Phillips. If you just watch and I tweeted this out last night, if you just watch the Buffalo game in Dallas last year, that's where the majority of his season was. There's really nothing you can get out of his time with the New York Giants. But he's got some initial quickness to him. He's a 320-pound guy. Very nimble-footed for a guy that big. Kind of has an idea of how to play these blocks. You know, when I thought the one thing that he did was for a guy that big, he actually played with some range. Sometimes you see these guys and they get stuck along the line of scrimmage and really, really don't move. That's some of the problems you have, you know, with Mozzie at times. He just doesn't, he's not able to extend and then get down the line and make these plays. But you can line this guy up like on the opposite shoulder of the center. He did it to Biotish like one time. It was really pretty where he lined up on the opposite, say, his left shoulder and then worked all the way back to his right shoulder. And Biotish really had attacked his snap hand. And so Biotish really didn't have anything, an answer for that. So this guy's not going to stand still. He's going to fight blocks. He's going to stay active. He's kind of a thumper when he hits you. I mentioned about locating the ball. The double teams don't seem to move this guy very much. But the three tapes I watched, Dallas, Kansas City, and Philadelphia. And just to kind of give you a little bit of idea, it's late in that Philadelphia game, and they're trying to kill the game, and they put him in there as a pass rusher. So you have a 320-pound guy last 30 seconds in the game. They're trying to – they're using him. Usually they take those big old dudes off the field and put somebody else in there with some more quickness. But he was in there, and I'll tell you what, it was impressive what he was able to do in the three games I watched. So it makes sense from the aspect that they don't have anybody right now here that plays as active and as big as this guy.
Wow. That sounds like you really like the move.
I do like the move, and I like the move because, like I say, the games I got to see, I thought the quality of the offensive line, and I thought he showed up. Now, he does have a history of injuries, and that's something that's got to be a little bit of concern. He hurt his wrist after the Dallas game when he was chasing down Dak. He got hurt in that game and didn't play until the very, very end. But he's had a history of some hamstring, a rotator cuff surgery, and then I mentioned the wrist surgery. So if he could get by those things, he can definitely help this team because of his size, his athletic ability, and it's like his ability to find the football and kind of play down the line with some range.
Do you think that Jordan Phillips is a – because we did this with the corner deal the other day. We compared it to – help me, Choppy, with the name. Vita.
Vita.
Vita Vea.
Noah Igbinoghene.
Noah Igbinoghene, yeah.
Is this comparable to Jonathan Hankins, or Hankins was definitely better?
I think this guy's better than Hankins. I think this guy's better. This guy's more active than Hankins. You know, if you sat down, like say, if I wish I could sit down with everybody and watch these games and point things out to people and show, you know, in a way like, hey, watch this. Oh, look at this. And, you know, there's, again, these guys, none of them are perfect. I mean, we're going to talk about Carl Lawson, you know, in the same way that, you know, there's some things about Carl Lawson that I kind of feel like that he is a little bit better of a run defender than he really was as a pass rusher last year when you watched him, you know, play for the Jets. So, it's a move. You know, there were three areas I kind of felt like they needed to look at. They needed to look at the defensive tackle area was an area that I thought was really kind of one of those, you know, you're like going, okay, well, they got to figure this thing out. Edge rusher was another one that I felt like they needed to look at. And then also the running back room. You know, they're always going to, even though they kind of feel like that, well, maybe we can do with Dowdle and this, that, and the other, you know, we'll be all right. But I feel like that their pro department is probably hunting some more positions here. And I don't think they're finished moving guys around either. I think they're not going to go into this season and be shorthanded on it. If they can go be aggressive and try and make some things happen, I think they're going to continue to do that.
Brian brought us from Oxnard, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Brian, let's talk about Carl Lawson. Why was this move, do you think, not right for them 2 weeks ago and it's right today?
Well, I think that maybe they got into a situation where they realized that the guys that they brought in, you know, with Tony and Muhammad, that, you know, Muhammad, I think, will be a guy that could stick for him and he'll finish out the training camp. Tony, of course, they got rid of, you know, he had the groin injury and they waived him injured. So they're going to need another edge. They've also, I would not be surprised. They've tried to move Fehoko out there. They've moved Golston over to the left side. They moved Fehoko to the right side. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and move on from Fehoko. You know, he was drafted by a previous regime, you know, the Commanders. Keep an eye on a potential trade at the end of all this, maybe even sooner. But they're hunting edges is what they are. And you know, they're just trying. There's guys out there that, you know, it just probably didn't fit for them the right way. Maybe the money wasn't completely agreed on there. And maybe Lawson's like, well, you know, if I'm going to take this, I'm going to go to the team I want to go to. And maybe that worked out. I need to circle back on that one.
Okay. Really quickly then, before we get to practice takeaways, just quick thumbnail scouting report on Lawson.
Yeah, when you look at Lawson, the initial quickness is there. He's good with his hands. He can be the stout run defender that I mentioned. And, you know, he needs to get the corner of the pass rusher as a pass rusher. He can't play down the middle. He's just not strong enough. He can redirect, get to the ball. He's, you know, he can break down blockers. That's one of the really good things about him as well, and get up the field and create pressure. So there's a guy, some veteran savvy, knows how to break guys down, and probably a little bit better now of a run defender, as I mentioned, than a pass rusher.
Let me ask you a nerdy question just to kind of go inside your craft. The breaking news happens. You find out that a deal like this takes place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you immediately do in terms of asking, acquiring film? Why do you think three games is a good, comfortable amount to judge the player? Just what happens when the Brian Broaddus world, when a move happens?
Yeah, that, you know, when you find out something, I just got done doing some work from practice, and then I turned around and I was then working on podcasts, and then the news came down. I've already got the film in my box through my my program, so I immediately start to get into that. And you know, then you kind of follow back around if you know anybody from another team, if you know that maybe you have a guy from that team that you made a trade with, or you made a claim from. You might ask him, hey, how are things in camp? And then they'll tell you that. And then, you know, you put your notes down and you get to talk about it either on the radio the next day or on a podcast. So that's kind of how it works.
How long is it taking to go through the three games?
I went for 3 hours. It takes me about an hour a game.
Oh, God.
And how far back is too far back?
I try and get the most current. Like I said, if a guy, like for example, this offensive tackle that they signed is a UFL guy with hasn't played since, I believe, been playing the league since 2021. I can go back that far, but does 3 years remove help me in any way?
Yeah.
I might need to find another way of accessing some tape for that one to get an idea of him as a player. But if a player has played regular season games or preseason games, I got all those games and I could find him.
And all the clips, all the clips, you can like click his name and it's his highlight back to back to back to back.
It's not a highlight. It's actually play. Yeah. I have a system that I could plug in a name. I could plug in Carl Lawson's name and it will pull 416 plays.
Wow. That's cool.
Brian Broaddus joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, Brian, we're going to practice now. They had the joint practice with the Rams. Got a little chippy. I guess the big thing everybody was looking forward to yesterday was how is this new offensive line combination looking? What did you see out of there from the O-line group? And I know you said it was kind of a mixed bag overall at practice.
It was. It really wasn't that good of an offensive practice. I felt like the defense did a really nice job. If you're talking about the rookie left tackle, I know people posted clips of him and Verse and the one-on-one stuff. Sometimes you got to be careful with them clips. There were times where he was very good. I felt like that he was out of sorts in the way that he had his pass block. As a matter of fact, I'll send you guys all my notes that I have on him. But there were three different times where Verse had broken him down pretty good, where he took his hands. Yesterday's day for him could have been three sacks. Actually, it was two sacks, one holding, and then an illegal motion is what happened with your left tackle. Yeah, there were some very good things that he did, but Verse also did a good job of breaking him down. I guarantee you that kid was on the phone with Duke talking about, hey, how do I keep my hands from getting broken down in these things, because he was a little bit out of sorts with hands and feet yesterday. But other than that, like I say, the rookie center, the snaps were good. The help was good. There were a couple of different times where things just got wadded up for him and he got pushed back into the quarterback. Dak didn't particularly have a lot of time to throw the football yesterday. He wasn't particularly accurate and they weren't getting open on the offense. The main guy that was kind of helping him was Cooks in the red zone. Dak was having to move around to find Cooks. But Rams, I think, won the defensive side of the practice yesterday. On the flip side of that, though, the Cowboys defense, I thought, did a really good job. If you studied what they were able to do and down in the red zone, the combination of using Nealon as a defensive tackle along with Parsons and Tank and Osa was a good combination that caused the Rams some pressure down there. Zimmer brought a couple of different blitzes that got home that caused some problems as well. So I would say that both offenses, when they watched the tape last night, clearly are some things that they're going to have to work on. The defenses have to be pretty pleased about the way that they were able to cover some and then also get some pressure.
Broaddus, if the Minnesota Vikings came to you and said they wanted Trey Lance, what do the Cowboys ask for and what would they settle on? Pick-wise.
I don't, you know what, that's, I'll say this, Choppy, the thing that the Vikings, you're going to listen to all calls.
Sure.
You're going to listen to all calls. I don't think that the Cowboys, just from a philosophy standpoint, would move on from $5 million. You know, I don't see them trading a player and then saying, okay, we're going to eat $5 million of guaranteed money. I just don't see that. That doesn't seem like something they would do. You know, if you look at that you would hope that the Vikings would overpay just because they're in a desperate situation. You'd like to recoup what you gave up for them, if that would be nice. You know, if you could somehow say, okay, we'll take a four. I haven't looked at the Vikings trade, what capital they have. Something tells me that they don't have all their picks. So, you know, I mean, I would want a pick for this year. I'd even look at players again. You know, I would start looking at their roster and say, okay, well, what about this guy or what about that guy? Maybe somebody that's comparable in salary and stuff like that to kind of make this deal work. But I think you'd start with what you offer San Francisco and then work from there.
Awesome scouting reports. Very up to the minute with the two Cowboy moves that just took place. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Take care, boys.
Brian brought us presented by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Did Wyatt Langford provide the last possible spark before they take away our crown? Final hour, Thursday edition next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.